Ready to hear something specific from the Lord this morning. Amen. So we just wrapped up the series that I am last week. Lori and I wrapped it up in the dark. You know, I don't know how many of you guys were here, but we lost power, but it was an amazing series. But we're going into a new one that is called The God Who Speaks. And today I just want to talk to you a little bit about trusting God no matter what. Everybody say no matter what. So no matter what, we're going to trust God. Now, God began speaking to me about this message. Pastor Brad was speaking a couple weeks ago, and he was just kind of going through his message, and the Lord just kind of said, look, Pastor, you know, Matt, I want you to talk to the church. I want you to encourage them to start listening for my voice because I am talking to them. And I'll be honest with you, I had already told Brad I'd made my own plans. I didn't want to do a series in the month of August, but how many of you know you don't push God back? You know what I'm saying? And so he just, we went to Awakening that night, and he just downloaded the entire series to me. And so we're gonna listen to what God has to say, amen? The God who speaks. So trusting God no matter what. How many of you would agree that listening is so important to any relationship? So listening, when you're listening, what's going on is you're listening to somebody, you're having a conversation with them, and then what happens is you're immediately interpreting and receiving what they're saying. So you're listening, and now you're having to interpret and receive what they're saying, and then you decide what you're going to do with the information that they just gave you, what they just spoke to you. So here's some of the things that you're going to have to decide about. One, the first is, was what I just heard clear? And did I understand what he or she just said to me? The other thing that you're going to have to, well, let me stay on this for a second. There's times that I will be watching TV, and my wife will be talking to me from the other side of the room. And I'm listening to her, but I'm also listening to the TV. And so pretty soon, at some point, Lori realizes that I'm not putting my focus, and she asks the question. She says, did you hear what I just said? And immediately I kind of turn to her and I go, yeah, babe, of course I heard what you said. Guys, what is the next question that they, what did I say? That puts a cold chill through a lot of husbands, I'm going to tell you straight up. And then I start panicking on what exactly did my wife just say to me? Another thing that you're going to decide about in listening to somebody is, how does this involve me? What is the source that it came from? And how about this one? Did it raise any red flags in me? Guys, listen, how many of you understand that there is a difference between a rumor and gossip? Amen. And here's the thing is that you can always tell when you're about to hear rumor or going to be a part of gossip is if they say this. This is what he or she heard. And as soon as you hear that come off their lips, you should know, you got to decide, am I going to be a part of this, or do I need to go to the source to figure out if this is true or not? It's a decision. It's something that we all have to kind of come to. Is it a cry for help? Is what they were speaking to me, I have to decide, was it an encouraging word? But most importantly, in any conversation, how do I see God in this? Especially very important ones. And all of these are so important for relationships. It creates an atmosphere of trust. We are a people. We are, especially in this time that we're living right now, it's difficult to trust anything that we're seeing on the internet, on TV, and even in our relationships. So it is important that God is speaking to us. Can I get an amen? So Jesus wants clarity for your life. What am I seeing? You know, what am I hearing? What am I doing, you know, with my life? And the enemy loves to mess with what I just read. What you see, what you're hearing, what you're doing. The enemy is going to mess with this. Guys, I want to make sure, just if you're taking notes, just pause just for a second and just hear what I'm saying. I want to say this to you. God's attention is not just reserved for Jensen Franklin and Joyce Meyer. God is not just speaking to Stephen Furtick and Beth Moore. He's speaking to every person that is in this room right now, okay? And I want you to receive that. I know that the enemy wants you to think that way. I know he wants you to try to keep God at an arm's length. But when it comes down to having a relationship and hearing from God, it is 100% on us. Church, you have to receive what I'm saying here. This isn't God's fault if we're not hearing from the Lord. We can't blame it on anything else. It is 100% our responsibility because God is always speaking. God is always wanting to have conversation with you. God is always wanting to be active in your life. And it is 100% on us whether we're going to receive, whether we're going to hear, and whether we're going to move. God is always speaking. Jesus is always there. His Holy Spirit is always moving. So over the next 4 weeks, I just want to look at a few stories found in the Bible dealing with Samuel, Elijah, Paul. And today we're going to talk about Abram. This is Abram before he becomes Abraham. So let's look in Genesis chapter 15, starting with verse 1, and it says this. After this, you know, first of all, before I read this, I feel like I just came out of like a Turkish bath. I'm still so hot. Man. All right, so that water was really hot. Genesis 15, 1 through 6. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Don't be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. But Abram said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless and the one who will inherit my estate, Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, This man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to them, So shall your offspring be. And Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. Everybody say, believe the Lord. Genesis 15, 6, Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. In the Hebrew, if you take that part of and he believed or he believed the Lord, it is amen. Amen is the Hebrew root of amen. And it is to trust, to be certain. It is to believe. It is to confirm what the Lord is saying in your heart. And I just want to take a few moments just to talk to you today about trusting God no matter what. Say no matter what. That's a tough one. All right, I'm just telling you right now because I know that some of us have come into this room and there's some no matter what's that are going on in our lives, and that's difficult. So first thought is this. God's story for you takes time to unfold. God's story for you, your life, your family, your home, your work, takes time to unfold. And this is what I believe. What God wants to do in your life, in your story, through the month of August, maybe possibly throughout the year. And let me say this first. I want to make sure that I say this. I don't want anybody walking in here and say, well, Pastor Matt doesn't believe God can't move immediately. I'm telling you right now that when we sing a song like You Are the Wonder-Working God, I believe that even as you were worshiping, God has already done what he said he's going to do. I believe that if you get on your knees at night and you pray to the Lord, and by the time that you wake up in the morning, that God has already moved in that situation. But in your life story, it takes time to unfold. Amen. Because along the way, as his will and his plans are unfolded, we get to experience the miracles. Amen? Amen? Others will see what God has done and what he's doing in your life. Guys, I love how the Bible even makes it to where we understand that even creation celebrates what God is doing. And how about this, guys, that it testifies. Have you ever thought about why sometimes to lay out your story and what God, why he takes the time to do what he does? It's because it testifies, because I promise you, your friends, your family, your coworkers, the people that are important to you in your life, they're watching what God's doing. I promise you. They might act like they don't care, but I promise you, they're watching. We're not serving a God made out of stone, wood, or metal. We serve the one true God who is alive and well. Can I get an amen? Our God is alive. So God has just told Abram, he said, Do not be afraid. I am your shield and great reward. Let's just read that one more time, verses 2 through 4. And well, actually, we're not going to read it again. I want you to pay attention to what happens after God says this to him. So he says, Don't be afraid. I am your shield and I'm your reward. And listen to how he responds. But Abram said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Notice it starts with but. It's a big but. Hold on. That did not come out right. I did not say that in the first service. You can't even say that's a huge butt. It's a, hold on a second. I can't get out of this. All right, so here's what happened. It starts off with butt, and what's happening there is that God has said, do not fear, I'm your shield, right? Okay, and I'm going to take care of you. Everything's... But he says, but the scripture's going to but. And what's happening here is Abram just let God know he didn't hear one word he just said. Nothing. God says, no reason to fear. I'm going to protect you. He says, there's no reason to fear, for all things for you will come from me and through me. You see, God's story for your life takes time to unfold. And I get it. Sometimes we feel stuck in a season. It can be we're confused, we're unsure, we feel trapped. And here is Abram so locked on the impossible, or that it still hasn't happened, that the first promise that God speaks into his life, Abram completely misses it. But I love how God sees past Abram's questions and fears, and he just speaks another one over him. Guys, check this out. Verse 4, then the word of the Lord came to him, this man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. Sometimes it's hard to see past our present circumstances because nothing is too hard for God. But I want you to know nothing is too hard for God. It's hard sometimes to see past circumstances. It's hard to see past when you're stuck in a season. But I want you to know God can work us through those. Amen. Even when things aren't moving as fast as I want them to, or things don't go as I expect, we can trust God that he still has a plan for our lives. Lori and I, we got married in 1988, and we got back from our honeymoon, and we went to go help plant a church up in Sacramento, California. Guys, this is before I even knew what planting a church was. So Lori and I, we locked arms and went up there, and we were just going to take Sacramento by storm. Praise God, we're here to save the souls. We're going to heal the sick. We're going to grow this church because Lori and I are a part of this church. It was pride. It was a lot of stuff going on. We didn't know what in the world we were doing. And guys, guess what? It didn't go anywhere near the way we thought it was going to go. Amen. We have jobs that we did not want to work. For some reason, we just thought we would get up there and the church would grow so fast we could get a job in the church. We're working at the courthouse. My wife busts her knee again after the first surgery, has to have a second one. Now she has to live down in the Bay Area 2 hours away from me, and I'm still trying to youth pastor and work at the courthouse. And pretty soon I just realized I can't stay here any longer, and I had to move back to the Bay Area, and that thing just imploded. Guess what, guys? That church is a mega church today, and it had nothing to do with Lori and I. But God is faithful because that was just a part of our story. Just a month or two later, we get a call from San Diego. We go down to be youth pastors down there, and Lori gets to graduate from San Diego State, the college she always wanted to go to. But guys, just take this from me. It's still a part of our story. God still showed up in all of the chaos. It was a time of trust. It was a launching point for the rest of our story. Guys, let me say it again. God's story for you takes time to unfold. Can I get an amen? Here's the second thought. When God speaks, it is done. Amen. He doesn't take back his words, you guys. God doesn't play that. When God speaks, it is done. Nothing is impossible for the Lord. So let's look at it again in Genesis 15, 4 through 5. Then the word of the Lord came to him. This man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Amen. Church, friends, our job is to believe what God said. God's job is to see it to completion. Everybody receive that. Your job is to continue trusting. His job is that he'll bring completion, that there will be results, that it will be done. Think about the things that are just impossible to do on your own. I can't put a calling on my own life. You can't do it. You have desires, you know what you want to do, but God is the one who calls. Can I get an amen? In 1984, I had just come back to Jesus. And I was a raw believer. I was still struggling with a lot of addiction and things that was going on in my life. And I remember trying to, you know, to give my life to Christ. And then I made the crazy decision to go to the 84 Olympics in Los Angeles to do witnessing. Now, this is what I thought was going to happen. I thought I would go. We would go to the beach, talk to some people about Jesus, and then we'd go to the Olympics. I didn't know what, but you know what we did? We went to Hollywood Boulevard and witnessed to prostitutes, drug addicts, and went to the beach and literally had to go almost interrupt people's lives at the beach and telling them about Jesus. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done. Raw Christian. I don't even know how to witness to myself. And I'm down there trying to do this. But guys, listen to this. God at one point had something in store for me there. We're sitting there in a church, teams from all around America, we're in the sanctuary, and God, as clear as Lori saying it to me herself, said, Matt, go outside, I want to talk to you. And I got up, I walked out the front of the church into the parking lot, it was late at night, it was about 10 at night, and I'm just looking up at the stars, just waiting on God to say something, and right then and there, God called me into the ministry. He called me to preach the gospel. Guys, I have never been so scared of something in my entire life. I didn't know what that looked like. I didn't even know what that meant. And as I said, for 2 years, even after, I really struggled with my faith and my walk. But God had spoke it, so it was done. I can't heal myself. I got plantar fasciitis right now in my right foot that drives me insane. God's going to have to heal that, amen? I can't heal myself. I can't do the saving. Guys, baptism, what we just did today, doesn't save you. You know what I mean? It's just, it's for the world to see that something's different in our lives. Jesus is the only one that saves. So I can't save myself. I actually have a hard enough time taking care of myself. Actually, Lori has a hard time taking care of Matt Stewart. But there are days that I just can't. But God can. Amen? I love in that song where we start going into that bridge and it just tells all of the things that we have seen, what we have experienced, that don't you tell me he can't do it. Amen. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Amen? Amen? God can. I might not be able to, but my God can do all things. Matthew 19:26 says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. In the Message, it says it this way. Jesus looked hard at them and said, no chance at all if you think you can pull it off yourself. Every chance in the world if you trust. Everybody say trust. If you trust God to do it. Amen. We have to stop saying things like, I can't make this marriage work. That I can't do what God is asking me to do. Or how about this one? I can't stop doing what I know I need to stop doing. Guys, there is a commercial, a couple commercials that have been on since COVID, and they drive me absolutely insane. And I'm asking God to kind of help me filter through this of my feelings on it. But it's these commercials where there's a pill now for heterosexual, bisexual, homosexual, and transgender couples that basically you can continue to do what you want to do, and here's the pill that'll help you do it. I don't know if you've seen these commercials. And then they go into the side effects. You know what I mean? And I'm sitting there, and it just goes on. It's just glorifying. Yeah, just do what you want to do. Here's the pill that's going to help you do it. That's man. That's man. That's us trying to take control of every circumstance of our lives. But we can't do it. But God can. Give me an amen on this. All things are possible with God, and when God speaks it, it is done. Ephesians 3:20, it says, never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will, everybody say he will, outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. God can do it. When he speaks, it is done. Whether it is done in the morning, whether it is done in a week, whether it is done over this next year, God has spoken it, and it is done. God wants to use you. He wants to continue blessing you. All that is amazing. Anything that you could possibly think of that is amazing, he wants that for your life. Trust him no matter what. Amen. Abram's story, just a real quick recap, just to look at this. We're going to go into the third point. God has said, do not fear, I am your shield and your great reward. Abram responds with, but I have no son. And then God shows him his legacy. You see, Abram is learning to trust God, which leads me into this third point. Your job on this journey is to keep trusting God. Genesis 15:6, it says, Abram believed the Lord. Our journey, your journey, is all about keeping the faith. When the dust settles, guys, I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but we've had, Lori and I have had some things that have happened in our life where it just seemed like bombs were going off. Chaos is going on in our world, in our home, and things are going off. And all that happens is finally when the dust settles, sometimes, guys, all we have left is our faith. That's it. If you've ever gone through something that just literally almost, you feel like your soul has been torn in half, when the dust settles, sometimes all you have left is your faith. We have had friends abandon us. We've had some family members that really haven't been there to support us anymore. There's all these things that can happen, and we can make excuse after excuse. But when the dust settles, sometimes all you have left is going to be your faith. Keep on believing. Keep moving. Harvest Assembly, keep trusting the one who knows and holds your future. I just want to be 100% real with you and transparent about something that might go on in my life and possibly yours. Guys, here's the thought. We have things, maybe for some of us in this room, we have things that we have not yet fully released to God. Maybe because it's too important. Maybe it's because you're not done. It's still active in your life, so you're not done. Maybe it's just simply that I don't even trust myself. How could I trust somebody else with what's going on in my life? Even Abram, who is going to be known as Abraham, himself had to get to the place of, even though I can't see it, even though it seems out of control, or it seems impossible, even though I can't control anything about it, I will trust you, God. I will trust you, Jesus. I will trust you, Holy Spirit. Genesis 15:6 in the Message, it says it this way, and he believed God, and God declared him set right with God. The greatest opposition of your faith is not because of other people. We can't blame it on other people. We can't blame it on the critics. And guys, listen to this one. You can't blame it on the devil. It actually comes down to your own unbelief. Not fully trusting God. You see, our job, my job, is to keep trusting God. When my son, Ryder, and Sky were little, Chase had already kind of become a really good swimmer, and he was doing the deep end stuff. And when I say deep end, I don't mean swimming across the deep end, but like going down to the bottom and getting quarters off, you know, the 10-foot bottom. And so one day I took Ryder and Sky into the deep end over at my mom and dad's pool in their community. And 10-foot, and they had two ladders on both sides. And so I had Ryder on one side. He wrapped around me with his legs, and Sky did the same thing on this side. And I looked at him, and I told him, I said, guys, I'm going to go down the ladder. We're going to go down about 6 feet, and then I'm going to bring you up so you can get some air. And they were like, okay, Daddy. You know, so we go down in the water. We stayed under for a little bit, and then we come back up, and they both, they take their breaths and whatever, and I look at them and I say, how'd you do? They did, okay, we did good. I said, okay, this time, guys, we're going down to the bottom, and then when we go down, I'm going to stop halfway, and I want you to pop your ears. And they'd pop their ears, and then we would go on down. So we were doing this, going up and down, and they were getting better and better and better at it. Pretty soon, I let them off. I got them off of me. I said, all right, Ryder, Sky, you take the sides, and then they would go down themselves. And guys, what's going on here is that my kids are beginning to trust me. They're listening to me. And because of the trust and because of what the trust they gave me and how I was fostering that and trying to show them, that all of a sudden now by the end of the day, we're throwing quarters in there, and my little dude and my daughter Sky are going down there and grabbing the quarters off of 10 feet at the bottom. Guys, here's the thought. Just a little bit of trust was all that they needed, and it launched them into deeper waters. Take that in the spiritual. Listen to what I'm saying. Just a little bit of trust in God will launch you into deeper waters with him. That's what's important here. Guys, I wish this was on the slides back here, but we don't have it. But listen very carefully to what God gave me. Listen to this. Isn't it crazy how when we are actively living in sin, we never fear its depths? But when it comes to trusting and listening to the Father, we can become fearful about going deep in Him. Man, when I was living in sin, I didn't think about nothing. I didn't think about nothing that it was doing to me. But then there are these times, guys, listen, be very careful when you say you want more of God. Church, listen, I'm just telling you. It's a good warning, okay? It's a powerful one. That when you say that I'm listening to you and I want you to speak into my life, when you say that, get ready because it's coming. There's going to be things that are, there's going to be chains busting off. There's going to be a new vision. There's going to be purpose. All of a sudden, you're going to be hungry for something. You're going to be ready to dive headfirst into deeper waters with Him. James 2, 22 through 23. Can't you see how his action cooperated with his faith? Speaking of Abraham. And by his action, faith found its full expression. So in this way, the scripture was fulfilled. Because Abram believed God, he trusted him. His faith was exchanged for God's righteousness, so he became known as the lover or friend of God. So the worship team, if you want to come on up, we're going to bring this to a close. And while they're coming up, I just want to ask you if you've ever heard of a woman by the name of Louisa Steed. If you have not, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about this, and this really deals with trusting God no matter what. Louisa Steed lived in the time of, she was born in the late 1800s. She got married, and her husband and daughter had gone to the beach up in Long Island. It was around like 1890s or something like that. And what happened was, they get there, they're having a picnic at the beach. The husband notices that there's a young man in the ocean who is struggling to swim. So the husband runs down the beach, goes in to grab the young man, and the young man grabs him and ends up taking him under the water, and both of them drowned right in front of Louisa Steed and her young daughter. So guys, here's the thought right here. You're talking about a moment in life where it would have been very easy to have every right to feel, how is this God's plan and how is this a part of God's story for my life? Well, during her grief, Louisa Steed puts pen to paper and she writes one of the most famous hymns that we sang in churches for decades. And I want to read some of these lyrics to you. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. I'm so glad I've learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me till the end. How do you write something like that? How? Where does that come from? It's part of your story. It's because God spoke it into her life. Is everybody with me? When God speaks, it is done. Trusting Jesus. See, Louisa went on to be a missionary in South Africa for 25 years, preaching the gospel until her death. Even Abraham, you guys listen, even Abraham, I want to just get back to this a little bit. Even he experienced continuing unbelief. Guys, listen, what have we read so far? Think about it. There's no reason to fear. I'm your shield and I'm your great reward. Abraham comes back with some doubt. God speaks another blessing over him. Says, you're going to have a son. In fact, once you come outside with me, look at the stars. If you could count them all, that's what your offspring is going to be. So you think that that's pretty much it for Abraham. He's just got it. Everybody say, two verses later. Literally two verses later, God promises him land, and listen to his response. But, there it is again. Abraham said, Sovereign Lord, how can I know that I will gain possession of it? We're human. We all need his guidance. We all need his voice in our lives. And God loves you so much that no matter what you do, no matter where you go, he will always speak into your life. Guys, let me look at how Jensen Franklin says it right here. Some people They're good as long as God keeps doing miracles. Let me show you the true test of Christianity. Sometimes it's when you trust God and you don't have any answer at all. I didn't do this morning, and I felt really bad because I felt like God was telling me to do this, so I'm going to do it. Guys in church, don't think that I do this every Sunday because I don't. This is going to be... Oh. Kelly, I want to tell you. I just want to tell you that God has an incredible, incredible journey for you coming up. That the chapter that you and Victor are in is not something you're going to be able to do on your own. But it's going to be God that sees you through it. It's going to be God that takes you to the next level, the next chapter of your life. And I want to speak that into your life. Amen. Parker and Evangeline, stand up real quick. God is putting together a powerful team. But it's more important even now, more than ever, that you're listening. Not as a couple, but individually. Because through that, strength is going to rise up. And the devil will not be able to stop anything that you guys are going to do. And I want to speak that into your life. Amen? I'm looking for Michelle Wing. Is Michelle Wing still in here? Would you stand up? What has happened in the past, God is saying, I've already taken care of that. And what he's doing in your life and your family and your daughters is not going to be anything that comes from your hand. It's going to become from what God is speaking into you. And what he's not just showing you, he's going to show your daughters. Through that, strength comes. Everything that you're wishing for, everything that you're wanting to happen, God knows, but you have to keep trusting him no matter what. Amen? Let's pretend your life. So, Harvest Assembly, I want to encourage you to get to the place that no matter what, I will trust the Lord. So let's just bow our heads and close our eyes real quickly. Some of us who are here today, maybe you're in that boat where there are things that you need to surrender to God.